Speakers, and welcome back to this week's episode of Recognizing RHS. I'm Caitlin Kopecka.
And I'm Madison Fleischer. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing the topic of mental health in sports and athletes, but we're also going to interview Andrew Tagger about basketball and myself about swim, about sports season so far.
All right, so starting out with the mental health side of sports. Mental health in sports goes beyond just being able to compete with a clear mind. It refers to the psychological and emotional well-being of athletes.
Student athletes are more likely to burn out, sustain injuries, and experience mental health crises with no help or support. And in addition, the team success is more likely to suffer when athletes don't get the resources they need.
With the rigorous daily routines paired with the intense pressure to perform can quickly overwhelm athletes of like all levels. Overtraining can also lead to burnout, which is an emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged excessive stress. When athletes feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands, they are prone to have mental health issues.
Ways that we're able to maintain a supportive place through sports is to provide sports for one another, like your teammates, your coaches, set team goals and individual goals, trying to maintain an equal balance of personal life and sports, and try to think about ways you can make your sport fun and not overwhelming for not just you, but your whole team. Athletes, it's crucial for them to take care of their mental wellness if you want to hit peak performance, or else not just your mental health is going to suffer, but so is your performance.
All right, so now we're going to take that as a segue into Maddie's interview. So, Maddie, how has your mental health affected you and your sport?
So, I know I've had some rough patches through my high school years, and I speak from personal experience, and I say your mental health is crucial for your performance. I know sophomore and junior year, I really struggled mentally, and it really showed through my performance in my sports, and it really shows how much better I'm doing this year with my sports performance.
What ways were you supported throughout the season?
This season or those seasons?
Just like throughout, like if there was like different moments that like you didn't feel supported, like what made you feel supported, like, or what has changed throughout the years?
Definitely when I was going through it, I think most of my support came from myself, my friends, and my mom. That was really all I had. And by friends, I do mean Caitlin. But this year, I definitely have a lot more people in my corner to support me, and I have picked myself up out of that hole. So my mental health and my performance have both peaked.
How were your scores throughout the years and like going through your like struggles at all? Like, were there like low moments?
So my freshman year, it's kind of really hard to get bad scores your freshman year because you're just setting the slate clean. Sophomore and junior year, though, when I was having some moments, my times definitely got slower, so much so that I'm swimming this year the same events that I would swim those years, and my time is significantly dropping, and I'm in a place where I genuinely never thought I'd be with swimming.
So when did you start swimming?
So that's kind of a tough question because I started with my sister when I was little and then quit and then tried again and then quit again. And then my freshman year, I was like, screw it. So I started swimming again and I fell back in love with it.
So like, has it always just been like a love-hate relationship, or like has it grown on you more?
It's definitely grown on me more. I think the coach plays a big part of it. Because the team I joined when I was little, the coach was not a very
Yeah, and that like goes guy. Back with like the support system. Like if you don't have a good support system, like one bad coach can ruin your love for a sport automatically.
Right.
So like what role has swimming played in your life?
I think this is a little cliche, but there's times where I definitely think swimming saved my life. Just being able to have that escape and having that place to channel everything through, I think that it saved my life.
How has the season gone so far? Have you guys started? Are you guys planning, like, how are practices going? How's everything going?
So we did start. We have our biggest meet of the season tomorrow. The boys team has a really good start to the year. We've got a really good team on their end. The girls team, however, we have a lot of new faces on the team, people who have never swam before, and they've gotten a lot better from the start of the year. But still, it's hard when you're going to big meets like this to have such a new team.
Now, putting you in that position where it's, like, a lot of new people, like, how have you stepped up as a leader to, like, lead everybody and make the team, like, better?
We definitely have to, the seniors and I definitely have to push our underclassmen to keep going and stop sitting out of the pool and listen to what our coach has to say and just really getting them back on track with what they need to be doing, encouraging them that even if they don't do as well they want to, it doesn't affect their entire season. It's just one day.
Yeah. So, like, what has been, like, your most memorable moment on the swim team?
I think definitely last year at districts, our relay that qualified was, like, 2 seconds off the school record. And I dropped 4 seconds in my 100 free, mm-hmm. which then led us to breaking that school record. And every day I pass it, my name just makes me smile because it's never something I thought I'd be able to do.
That's awesome. All right. So now we're going to transition into our interview with Andrew Taggart.
Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Maddie?
I'm good. So we're going to ask you a few questions. Just answer them as honestly as you can. If you don't know the answer to it, just tell us and we can move on.
So our first question is, when did you first start playing basketball?
I believe I first started playing basketball when I was in second or third grade, probably like 8 years old.
All right, and how has, talking Riverside basketball now, how has the team dynamic changed since last year?
You know, last year we had a lot of seniors on our team, and this year we have a lot of guys that haven't really played varsity that much in their career. We obviously have a couple of seniors like Brady and Mikey, but most of the guys were on JV last year, and that's not saying, like, they weren't as good, they just had to wait their turn.
Mm-hmm. And how has the basketball season gone so far?
It hasn't gone exactly as we planned. We have had a couple great wins, but we also had a lot of losses too so far. I think a lot of our guys are frustrated, but I think we're starting to hit our stride. I think we'll be mm-hmm. better going forward.
Right in time for the conference games to start. Yes. Are you guys prepared for those at all? Or do you think you guys are going to do well? How do you guys think you're going to play out with that?
I think we will. I think a lot of the teams are going to want to get back at us because we obviously won the conference last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have our first conference game tonight against Kenston. I think the guys are ready, though.
And what are some points of improvement that you think that the team needs to improve on?
I think just kind of flowing on offense. Sometimes we'll get into kind of spurts where people won't really know where they're supposed to be or know what play we're running, but I think that'll just come more as the season goes on when people start to play with each other more.
Yeah, definitely, like building up as mm-hmm. the season goes on. So you got injured this year, so mm-hmm. what actually happened? How did you get injured? Was it playing basketball or was it something different?
You know, it was kind of a weird situation. My hip was sort of getting deformed after so many years, so they needed to go in and shave the bone down. It also caused a torn labrum in my hip, so they had to repair that as well.
How has that affected, like, you and the team?
For me, it's very disappointing to sit out. There's nothing more that I want than to go out there and play with my team again. But I actually think individually it's helped some of our guys, just because they get to learn faster, they get to handle the ball more, shoot more, and play against more varsity competition, so I think it'll help us going forward.
And what has been your, like, most memorable moment playing basketball? It could be, like, either, like, throughout your years at Riverside mm-hmm. or if, like, you did, like, club and everything when you were younger.
I've had a lot of memorable moments, but I'd say the most one was winning the conference last year against Mayfield at home. That was a big game. It was a great environment, big student section, and it was super
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a big crowd that game. I remember that. And everybody was, like, on the court at the end when you guys were cutting down the net. Yeah, that was definitely a good game. All right, well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We would like to thank our sponsors, Sidewalk Cafe, Max Strength Fitness, and Smoothie King.
If you have any questions or recommendations for episodes, email us at recognizingrhs@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at recognizingrhs.
Make sure to keep up with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and YouTube.